So the epistle for the 15th Sunday after Pentecost is taken from Galatians chapter 5 and 6. Brethren, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be made desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. Brethren, and if a man be overtaken in any fault, you who are spiritual, instruct such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so you shall fulfill the law of Christ. For if any man think himself to be something, whereas he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. But let every one prove his own work, and so he shall have glory in himself only, and not in another. For every one shall bear his own burden, and let him that is instructed in the word communicate to him that instructeth him in all good things. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For what things a man shall sow, those also shall he reap. For he that soweth in his flesh, of the flesh also shall reap corruption. But he that soweth in the Spirit, of the Spirit shall reap life everlasting. And in doing good, let us not fail, for in due time we shall reap, not failing. Therefore, whilst we have time, let us work good to all men, but especially to those who are of the household of the faith. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Luke chapter 7. At that time, Jesus went into a city called Nain, and there went with him his disciples and a great multitude. And when he came nigh to the gate of the city, behold, a dead man was carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and a great multitude of the city was with her, whom when the Lord had seen, being moved with mercy towards her, he said to her, "Weep not." And he came near and touched the bier, and they that carried it stood still. And he said, "Young man, I say to thee, arise." And he that was dead sat up and began to speak. And he delivered him to his mother, and there came a fear on them all, and they glorified God, saying, "A great prophet is risen up amongst us, and God has visited his people." Please be seated. While you have the time, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Last Sunday, we saw presented to us the idea of walking in the Spirit, walking in a sense with God. So we had kind of the two conflicting ideas of the flesh versus the Spirit, and how we're encouraged, obviously, to walk in the Spirit of God. And so this Sunday now, we see also the encouragement to live by the Spirit. So this implies the whole life of us. We talked in the past about that kind of integral Catholic life. And so, yes, we've had these two exhortations, these two Sundays in a row, of understanding kind of this battle that goes on, the flesh versus the Spirit. It's something that we understand, we face that every day, of just that idea of how the flesh wants to take over. But certainly we have to try to understand the idea of what we sow, we will reap. And again, that's something that is brought out to our attention in this Mass itself, that if one sows in the flesh, well, then they will reap corruption, so reap death. But then if, on the contrary, then if one is going to reap in the Spirit, well then, if they sow in the Spirit, then therefore they will reap life everlasting. So that's a reminder to us of building our lives of following God. You know, we see the world around us, we see how much that the world continues to get worse and worse, of how much further away it goes from God. And so for us, we have to pray, we have to understand that. You know, certainly we ask the questions, what is going to happen? You know, when will God step in? As we also have in today's epistle, we see that St. Paul reminds us, God is not mocked. And yet we see how bad the world is. And we even see the corruption, we can say, following in the church itself, the corruption that we see in the world, of how much people will then sow in the flesh. And as our Lord said, or as St. Paul says, well, then we will also reap corruption because of that. So I think that's the thing that we have to try to understand as traditional Catholics, for one. We look at the scandals around us, we wonder when God will step in, when God will chastise the world to teach a lesson. but it's something for us that we also have to look at our own lives too. You know, are we sowing accordingly? Are we, you know, giving to God what is necessary to Him? And that's where we have to know ourselves. We talked in years past about praying to be enlightened, to see our soul as God sees it. And this is the realistic view of that and understanding that. You know, how is our soul before the eyes of God? And that's why St. Paul tells us, while we have the time, while you have time to do something about your soul, do it now. You know, what do you understand? What do you see? What do you find in your own soul? You know, are you truly sowing in the Spirit? But as I say, we look at the world around us, and so much of the world gives in to the flesh itself. And by giving in to that, we see what will happen. We see how the world goes further and further away from God's laws, a denial of God's existence, a denial of God's laws that are there. Completely going against, you know, the plan of God. That happens because of, certainly, of how the people give in to the flesh. And so that's where the mortifications that we have to try to do for ourselves, small little things that we can do each day, little things to try to help us then to overcome ourselves. And that is where then we will know more about ourselves, yes. Know where our weaknesses lie so we can root them out, fight against them. And that's where we reflect upon that. Frequent confession will help with that. But if not, will we see how easily we go toward the easy things of life, the easiest path of life? And that's what we have to try to fight against, because we see the example of the world. We lament what the world is going through, but yet we have to try to reflect on our own selves too. Are we following a similar path? You know, do we give in to these things of the flesh, you know, also? But we also see the warning that comes from, you know, St. Paul. If a man thinks himself to be something, whereas he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. How often, so many times, people deceive themselves. They don't have a true understanding of their own soul. And so from that, yes, they continue to live their life accordingly, according to how they think or how they want, which I think is the crux of the matter for us, of this giving in to ourselves. So that's why we take this example of these two Sundays, talking about the Spirit versus the flesh. It's a reminder to us, yes, we know that, but a lot of times how weak we are and we give in to that. We don't fight against the flesh itself and the battle that we have from that. So the warnings are there, the exhortations are there for us to try to reflect and to do better. And so listen to the Church, listen to Holy Mother the Church as she reminds her children that you have to try to walk in the Spirit of Christ, walk in the Spirit of God. As I say, how often, a lot of times, we don't. We fall to the side of the flesh, because it's the easier path, the things that we want, we give in to. But we have to try to fight against that. I mean, certainly pray to Our Lady to help us not to deceive ourselves, to see clearly who we are, so we can root out the things, the weaknesses that we have, the faults that we have, that we can continue to try to do better. Because we do have the time that God has given to us. Do we know how long of a time period? No. But we have that time before us. And so take advantage of this to contemplate, to think about, and to see for your own soul, what are you sowing? Are you sowing in the Spirit that you will reap the life everlasting? Or are you sowing in the flesh that will reap corruption? In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.